Hold.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and this is the Q&A call for EMSO as well as the AR library, and it's the 8th of July, 2013. So we only have one question today, so let's get on with our question. Hi, Rick. Do all affairs, regardless of what type of affair, follow approximately the same time for healing? About a year ago, I learned of my husband's infidelities that occurred before and during our six-year marriage. We've been seeing a therapist for the last year and have made great progress. I know without help, we wouldn't have stood a chance. Understanding the how and why seemed to play a huge role in my ability to let go of things. We've discussed many things that allowed him to do what he did. I read many of your articles, and at some intellectual level, for some period of the time, it seems to make a bit of sense to me. Even reading the stories of others helps tremendously because there are these main themes that seem to repeat themselves. One thing that I truly believe in my case is that this really had nothing to do with me, but it still feels so deeply personal. I then go back to feeling deeply hurt and wondering how someone can actually do these things, and it seems to make no sense. My understanding of love, marriage, and forgiveness, family, and so on were never anything like this. I ask why for the longest time, and finally after reading one of your articles, I realized that there would never be an answer that would take away my pain or shame. The ability to wrap my brain around it is frustrating me. What can I do at this point to continue to help my understanding of the situation? What types of things are beneficial for my husband and I to continue to talk about as we shed some light? How or when does the back and forth stop? My heart tells me one thing and my head yet another. I'm hoping over time I won't be so back and forth because it's very exhausting. I would like to know if at some point I will no longer have trouble with anxiety. Prior to this situation, I didn't suffer with it at all. But now there seems to be a residual effect of the anxiety from the earlier months of recovery. I'll wake up some days with a very anxious stomach and I can't seem to relax, or it'll happen later in the day at some point and I can't shake it. And then it causes me to start a downward spiral, and I feel very unsure and a little paranoid. It doesn't happen every day, but I'm wondering if I ever will return to a life without anxiety. Thank you once again for your time and your help. You provide so many people. Yes, absolutely. Over time, the anxiety begins to go away, and so much of the timeline, there are multiple factors that I think determine the length of time. For some, part of a contributing factor on the timeline is how long has the infidelity gone on. For instance, a one-night stand is much easier to get your mind around, especially if you find out close to the point of the event, then, you know, 6 years of infidelity that began prior to marriage, simply because there's a lot of history that has to be rewritten if you're dealing with a longer timeline. Many other incidences seem to come into play. The second thing that contributes to the length of recovery time, you don't control, but it's a little bit about personality type. Some people, just because they're very detail-oriented, have more to work through. Also, this level of security you had growing up, if somebody had a very strong and warm and loving family growing up, it's much easier for them, I think, to maybe work through it at a faster clip, or at least it would seem to be that way, than somebody who came from a very fragmented background where there wasn't a lot of support. It's almost like the foundation isn't as strong under that person, and so it may take longer for that anxiety to begin to go away. One of the things that helps almost more than anything, though, is your mate's response. As long as they are being very consistent and open to talking, and you can really sense their commitment over time and you can see their progress, then you'll find that it begins to go away, I think even at a faster clip. But be patient. That anxiety does go away. It doesn't last forever. I know it probably feels like forever, but for most people, and the reason we use the 18 to 24 month, it has significantly subsided by that length of time. I believe somewhere in here you said you're close to the one-year anniversary. That is always a difficult time, and I would expect the anxiety to actually increase given the timeline that you're currently in, where you're at. But again, it should begin to decrease and allow you the ability to breathe again, you know, in the next few months, especially if you're just now going through the one-year anniversary. You and your husband keep doing therapy, and I'd advise keeping the conversation going. That's going to be one of the main things. His willingness to talk is going to be very helpful. A couple of weeks ago, I told the story of someone asking Stephanie, or talking to Stephanie about somebody who had been cheated on. And interestingly, Stephanie's first response after hearing the story is, "I can't imagine how that felt." And a friend looked at her and said, "Well, of course you can imagine." And she said, "Oh, yeah, I can." And truly at this point, I mean, she did not even hardly relate to the person. She's so far out. So I can tell you now that if your husband is straightening out, if the two of you are building your marriage, there really will come a time where you won't even think about it. And like I normally say, usually at the end of 2 years, people rarely think about it. At the end of 5 years, they normally, if they're healthy in their relationship, they can almost laugh at it just for the pure joy of what's happened and how they've gotten to the other side of it, because it's no longer frightening. So my prayer is that you get to that place, and I would just encourage you, hang in there. You'll come to a place where you will heal. So that's all of our questions today. Thank you if you tuned in. And I apologize. I know right at the beginning here, for some reason, the talks you call wasn't up. So hang in there. We'll make sure that's straightened out. And I will talk to you guys next week. Hope everybody does have a good week, the healing.